Are you using social media as part of your web strategy? Sounds very pretentious, doesn't it? But what we mean by that is, are you using things like Facebook? Are you using things like Twitter? Maybe even, are you running a forum or something along those lines? You're engaging with your users in some way. If you are, then how are you doing it? How are you approaching it? In terms of the way you're choosing to interact with people. It's very easy to make mistakes online. And one of the ways, and I'll probably touch on a few over the coming weeks, but one of the ways that came to light recently is one of the common mistakes is to set down rules that you expect users to apply, keep to when they interact with you. Let me give you an example why I'm mentioning this. So a while ago, Nestle set up a Facebook page, and they on the Facebook page says you can contribute to this Facebook page in any way that you wish. Just please do not deface our logo or break our corporate guidelines in relationship to our logo. Now, that immediately obviously brought out the worst in people, and instantly people were taking the logo and they were doing all kinds of things with it and being very derogatory about Nestle. The thing you've got to remember is that the web is quite, kind of anarchistic, really. It's got this freedom of speech thing going on, and people really don't respond well to you kind of asserting your authority over people. And whether that's moderating their comments on a message board, or whether it's setting down expectations of how they can interact with you, it's entirely the wrong way of approaching it when it comes to interacting with people online. When you're dealing with people online, you've got to draw alongside them and be their friend and be supportive of them and be encouraging of them and not create barriers between yourself and them. So just watch your language as you interact on whether it be via your website, whether it be via Twitter or Facebook or any other means, and make sure that you're not setting criteria down about how your customers can interact with you or what you consider to be acceptable behaviour or not. Now, am I saying you should never have any kinds of rules? No, I'm not saying that. There is nothing wrong with having some guidelines and some structure, but it's got to be very lightweight, and it's got to be obviously for the benefit of the users rather than yourself. So it's perfectly acceptable, for example, to say on a Facebook page, look, if you're going to be rude or insulting to any other users, if you're going to be derogatory in the way that you speak towards other people, then we will remove your comments. That's fine. Because that's about supporting the rights of the user, not just supporting your own best interests. You've got to be very careful about that when you're working online.